1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm just sipping on a cocktail, nibbling on some cheese. It ain't even lunchtime, and I'm already on my knees. Show business, sure been good to me. Hit me with some sushi, pour me out some wine. Keep on talking, baby, we're spending my last dime. Show business, show being good to me. Now if you saw my picture, you might not know my name. I'm an undercover agent. Fame is not my game.
Listen to that man.
Residuals and royalties, you can't keep the wolves away. Every day's a party, and it's all a masquerade. I'm gonna hop in my Mercedes, cruise out to Malibu. A few frozen daiquiris, gonna be a groovy afternoon. Show business, show being good to me. Let me see how it's been to you, Jack Lawrence. Make a movie for all the world to see. Is there any question who's gonna play the lead? Doc Watson, residuals and royalties, can't keep the wolves away. Every day's a party, and it's all a masquerade. I've been thinking about a transplant, a little tuck and roll. Can't let the ladies know that the boy is getting old. Show business, show being good to me. Real good to me, yeah. Show business, the lounge sound.
Lounge.
Thank you very much.
I think one thing that about Merle here, that I don't know if we've ever told this story, but Doc and Merle were sort of the bridge for a lot of musicians back into other bands. For example, this guy back here, Bob Hill, we met Bob in Myrtle Beach a long time ago when Joe and I were a duet, and Bob didn't have any work, and we introduced him to Bob, and somehow he was in Nashville, and that story came up, and next thing you know, Merle hires Bob. There was a time with Sam when the Newgrass Revival had stopped, and Sam was doing a transition to do his own career, and Sam came on the road with us. Marty Stewart was the same thing, and Mark O'Connor after the Dixie Dregs were the same thing. Merle always, the point I'm trying to make is, always looked after his fellow musicians and his friends, and he never stopped.
Amen. That's true. Amen. Very generous guy.
And it was a good experience for me as an old-timer, a little bit stuck in my ways, you know, about music. But thank the good Lord, I couldn't stay in one niche. I had to learn a little something, and Merle his influence about the blues and blues sounding things that had a touch of the blues in them, where it was a good old low down blues, a kind of a happy blues, or a good old spiritual song that had the blues tint to it. Merle loved it, and so does Richard. And we're going to do a song that that I've always loved. And anybody that feels like a break in this, I can break it up if you feel like.
This will be our last song for the.
Let me fix a wire here, Mitchell.
For this year's My Friend Merle. We miss Merle every day, and we feel blessed to have known him, and so blessed that this festival is in his memory, and we can keep making music and enjoying each other's fellowship is, I think, the best way we can remember the man.
And thank you all for coming out this early morning to hear us. It's a beautiful day, a fitting day for a tribute to the boy. God bless him. And rest his soul. I'm going to go see him some of these days.